Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video. Today I'm going to be talking about something that I've touched upon in the past in a humorous fashion. Today's going to be a little bit more serious, but I'm going to talk about false endorsements. That is when companies say a player or a personality has agreed to endorse our product in some way, and why this is potentially dangerous. Now, as you know, in sports, in all areas of life, you know, if you're a celebrity, you can go out there and you can make extra money by basically saying, I endorse this product. It can be anything. You could be a film star, and it can be a type of watch or a type of suit, or, you know, what, or a type of cologne, you know, whatever it is. With esports people, you know, it's a little bit, you know, more limited and what you can advertise. But, you know, for example, at the moment, I'm currently using one of Scream's final mouse, or whatever it's called. It's there. I got it for free. And I'm using it. And, you know, players do put their names on things in esports. And it's very important because a lot of the time, you know, salaries, you know, aren't particularly that great. We're getting there. And it's getting better depending on the game that you play in. But this idea of endorsements and sponsorships, personal endorsements, personal sponsorships, is a way for the best players to supplement their income. Now, I feel when you start fucking with that, you're potentially harming the fabric and the mechanics through which players can make money. And I'm going to get into that. But you'll remember I did a funny video about it. Do you remember the Freakazoid one? Well, if you didn't see it, it's in the channel. Go find it. But there was a video where Freakazoid had been linked to, you know, this supplement company, which made supplements that made you better at esports. I mean, the whole thing is fucking hilariously absurd because, first of all, no such supplement exists. It's probably a bogus product. It's just you pay them and you probably never get anything in the mail. Second of all, obviously, we all remember the Cloud9 Adderall scandal, so they obviously did the homework a little bit before making that fake advertisement. And, you know, Freak knew nothing about it. Like, Ryan knew absolutely nothing about it. He was laughing. He couldn't believe it. He was like, what the fuck is this? Why is my name on this fake advertisement on the internet? And obviously Echo Fox, who he played for at the time, they knew nothing about it either. It's not like it had been done by his organization or brand or his representatives. It was just a lie. It was just bogus. Now, I don't think anybody who's going to run out and buy an imaginary supplement so they can play as good as Freakazoid, I don't think that's going to happen. So I kind of made a funny video about it. But I saw one the other day and I thought, you know what? This isn't all that funny, actually. This has got potential to be damaging moving forward. So we're going to, and I'll get into all the reasons why, but I'm going to try and keep it quick. So look, I'm going to draw your attention to a company called Skins Jar. They have sponsored HLTV.org. Here they are with the site skin promotion. And basically what they do is they allow you to trade shitty, cheap skins in bulk in exchange for better skins. And you can see, that they... I'm dragging that all over the fucking place. But you can see that... you know, they say change skins to a knife. That's the way they do it, because everybody wants a knife, obviously. Now, I'm not saying they've done anything dodgy. You know, I've not really heard any reports from anybody saying, you know, I tried to trade up and I didn't get my skins back. But I was like, they've been spamming the CSGO subreddit with advertisements. And, you know, again, that's fine. These companies obviously got to go make their money quick. I think all of this type of shit's going to get shut down sooner rather than later. So, you know, make hay while the sun shines. I dig it. But I saw one advertisement. And I think they used something a little bit untoward. So I'm going to just quickly show you that. And here it is. And it was on Reddit. And this is an advertisement in the promoted section that was displayed above anybody who would, you know, randomly log on to this CSGO subreddit. And it was Nico. Skins Jar is the best trading platform for CSGO skins. Try it now. And this is a quote. It's in quotations. I mean, it's got Nico's name. It's got Nico's picture. And, you know, good old cynical Reddit. You guys, you know, Redditors are a funny breed. But when you're right, you're right. Nah, takes too much of items, don't know about. $300 max, really. If he actually said that, then he's a sellout. I mean, how do you think this works? Yes. Nice shit post. How is this even allowed to be a sponsored post? Shaking my head, Reddit becoming Facebook with fake posts for fast cash. Wow. Literally no way he said that. Nah, I'm good. I don't even know what that face is meant to be. What the fuck is this bullshit? Fucking spam Reddit ads, laughing my ass off. Where's the quote from? There should be a source where you found it. So I saw that when that went out. And I was like, you know, I know in the past some teams have endorsed, you know, skins companies and betting sites and this kind of thing. And that, you know, that's just how it's happened, and that's fine. You know, you've seen Nip with Betway. I think it was Luminosity had an OP skin sponsorship, or maybe Fallen did. You know, look, and this is just how players are going to make their money and how teams are going to make their money. And, you know, there's nothing untoward about it. It's just the nature of the economy. But I did think to myself, you know, there's no, much like that guy, there's no fucking way. Now, I was like, let me just check in. You know, like, let me get it from the fucking horse's mouth. So I reached out to Nico just over Twitter, and it was just after a tournament. So thanks very much to Nico, you know, made it to the final, was obviously disappointed that they didn't win against Astralis. Still gave me a quick answer on this, by the way. Credit to the fella. And this was a part of our exchange. Hey, brother, sorry to bother you. Quick question. You ever been sponsored by Skins Jar? They're currently sponsoring HLTV.org. Hey, mate, no problem. No, I haven't. And this isn't a, you know, inspect element trick. Obviously, this is just, you know, Nico answering my question. So he's never been sponsored by them. Never. And they're representing like he is. But then I had a look and I thought, ah, okay. The guy who posted it, there's a guy on Reddit called Michael K-E-D, Michael Ked. And I was like, right, so this guy could just be doing like a referral link scam, you know, where you buy the advertisement, you click through, and it's a referral link. But there's no referral program on the site. They do give you 2% if you put Skins Jar in your name. So this guy has to be affiliated in some way with the site. And I found the original Skins Jar Reddit account. And I'm just going to bring this up for you as well so you can see. So this is the account of Skins Jar that literally does all of the promoted stuff. This is the second page of his comments where you can see the official Skins Jar account. And he says, you know, add skinsjar.com, your Steam nickname, and get 2% discount. And you can see here, the official Skins Jar is posting in another promoted post by Michael Ked. And look, here's another one by Michael Ked, promoted post. So Michael Ked has on at least 3 occasions promoted skinsjar.com on Reddit and paid for the... You have to pay for this. So... I mean, what's his relationship to the company? Does he control both accounts, maybe? Perhaps. But this is, you know, proof, like I say. I mean, he did it in this language. I'm not sure what that is. Is that Hungarian? Maybe, by the way it looks. I don't know. It could be wrong. But anyway, so he's out there promoting this stuff. And actually, as well, I mean, the last comment he made on his account, which was five days ago, was that he posted in another promoted thread, this time promoted by the Skins Jar account, saying it's legit. Yeah, and then he doesn't reply, and then Skins Jar answers. So I wonder if they're one and the same, or if he's an employee of the company. Very, very strange. But look, the reality here is that isn't harmless, what they've done by falsely using Nico's name. First of all, they owe him money for that. If you're going to leverage someone's trust and status within the community, you absolutely should be paying them a portion of money in exchange for that, whether you're legit or not. You know, you can get into the whole realms of sellout and not know, you know, and I believe you have an ethical responsibility to only put your name on things that you absolutely 100% believe are genuine, because otherwise you're shitting on your fan base. But not everyone does, and, you know, there's no legal requirement. That's just the code of ethics I would live by. So first of all, they definitely owe him some money. Any business that they received through that advertisement, Nico's entitled to a portion of it, in my opinion. Second of all, and this is the key thing here, what if Nico had another sponsorship lined up? What if he had another sponsorship lined up with another skins company? And they saw that advert and they pulled that deal because they felt he was dealing with a competitor. You know? Or what if now Nico wants to get that kind of deal, wants to get a skins deal, and he can't? Because, like, oh, you represent the skins, yeah, they're rivals of ours, you know, it's tainted. So I gotta say, you know, it might look like a bit of harmless fun. It was obviously fake. I mean, you know, you only have to go through Nico's Twitter to see he's never mentioned them. And obviously, you know, if you do have a partnership with someone, the thing they're going to leverage is social media. Nico just recently went past 100,000 and did a giveaway with someone he is partnered with. So the idea that, you know, he has any relationship to this company is very easy to disprove. But as I said, this is very shady, very unethical. For what it's worth, there's no point in me communicating with Reddit, but I'm going to try, because I think that this type of advertising where you falsely say someone is endorsing your product when they're obviously not, is very dangerous to the fabric of esports and any industry. So I'm definitely going to do it, and obviously Nico's going to see this video and knows that I've already contacted him. So bottom line, Skinsjark and another shady company, perhaps they can come out and explain who Michael Kett is and why he's falsely representing Nico there. And, you know, look, I'm not going to have a dig at HLTV in this video. Maybe that's a topic for another time. HLTV are fine coverage partners. They're an integral part of the CS fabric, the CS landscape. If HLTV wasn't there, you know, there'd be a pretty big void to fill. But I've got to say that, you know, they might want to be aware of this as well and think about who they do business going forward. It would be very difficult, I think, for them to promote a company that does this kind of thing to professional players and then want to get interviews, for example, with that professional player to drive traffic to the site that then in turn promotes the business that fucks them over. So lots to think about here. I know it's like just a short video and you probably think, oh, Rich, you always make fucking mountains out of molehills. This is a dangerous trend. This is worrying, and it needs to be nipped in the bud before it goes too far. So anyway, those are my thoughts on it. Thought you might get a kick out of it. I'll see you on the next video.